Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk today about five very simple ways to reduce the stress in your life. And I'm convinced that if you follow these five things that we're going to talk about, you're going to have a dramatic reduction in the anxiety that you face on a daily basis. First, one of the issues that we all have challenges with is worrying about things that we cannot control. And here's the other thing I know. 95% of that which we worry about never happens, because so often we focus on the worst case scenario. What if this goes wrong? What if something happens to my loved one when they're out, right? We worry about those things. And again, the odds that those things happen are very, very low. So why are we holding them in our conscious mind? We just have to get control over our thoughts, right? Which is a disciplined process. It's like getting control over your body and working out in the gym. We can do the same thing with our mind. We just have to get control of those thoughts and divert those thoughts where we want them. And part of that is to stop worrying about those things you can't control. If you can't affect the outcome, why are you going to worry about it? Let it go and move on. Number two, if your problem can be solved by dedicating time or attention to it, schedule the time to make it happen. Okay, part of it is we worry about these things that we have to get done, and you know it can get overwhelming for us. And so if we could simply dedicate time and literally know exactly when we're going to tackle this challenge, most of the stress from it will go away. The other thing that's important is when you do dedicate that time, you want to do it relatively quickly, and you want to get started on a project as quickly as you can, because once you actually start the project and start executing on it, your stress level goes down because you start to get into it and you realize it's probably not as bad as what you anticipated. Okay, so schedule it and get going on it as quickly as you can. Number three, if you have a problem and that problem can be solved with money, it's an expense. Harvey McKay wrote a book called Swim with the Sharks many years ago. And that was my greatest takeaway from that book, was that last statement, right? No, you don't have a problem if money can fix it. You have an expense. So if I'm having a challenge with a technical challenge, getting my podcast out, right? And I'm not a real technical guy, especially when it comes to IT and computers. There is somebody I know that can fix the problem. And that person can fix and can I do it myself? Sometimes, but it's going to take me a long time to figure out, and it's going to cause me stress. But here's the thing. I can go to this person, I can pay them a fee, and they'll take care of the problem for me. And chances are they're going to do a much better job than I ever could, because they have the technical prowess that I don't, and it's going to eliminate the stress for me immediately. So I write a check or I make a payment and it goes away. Number four. Back to the concept of overwhelm, when you have a lot of things swimming in your head, get them down on paper. So if you have a big project, we talk about putting it on a calendar. If you have a lot of things that are just swimming around your head that you need to get done, write them down on a piece of paper, create a list, and prioritize your list. The simple act of getting them out of your head and onto paper can make a big difference. If you're having problems sleeping, one of the issues typically is we have things in our mind that we don't want to forget that we need to do. If you can get them down on paper, and even if it's a note in your smartphone, whatever that looks like for you, getting them out of your head, getting them somewhere else where you can deal with them one by one, where you can see them all together, where you can prioritize them, and then you can begin to take action on those things. And then the fifth piece is clearing your mind. And by clearing your mind, it means reflect on the positive and go into sleep in a very positive mindset. And upon waking, get yourself in a positive mindset. And the simplest way to do that is to focus on the good. And so for that, and I've said it before you go to sleep, find three things that you're thankful for and just acknowledge them. And whether that means writing them down or just going through them in your mind and acknowledging each one, it doesn't matter. Whatever works better for you. And upon waking, do the same thing. What are you grateful for? Pick those three things. What does that do? Well, it does a lot of things for you. The first thing it does is it gets your mind off the negative, right? The worst thing you can do is watch the news right before you go to sleep, because now you take all that toxicity that you just heard and all those atrocious stories that are so often on the news, and you bring that into your sleep with you. Never a good thing. Right? Second worst thing you could do is probably work right before you go to sleep, because now you're taking all that work anxiety into sleep with you. So rather than that, take 5 or 10 minutes for yourself and just acknowledge what you're thankful for. And again, when you wake up in the morning, same thing. And rather than just diving right into the news or grabbing your phone and going through, you know, what happened overnight, take 5 minutes and just acknowledge what you're grateful for. And here's the great thing about this. If you do those things, more great things have a way of showing up in your life. Because so often what we tune into shows up. If we tune into the positive, we see more positive shows up. That's a great thing. That's what we want to do. And taking all these things together can dramatically reduce your stress. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator, but for today and for this week, stop worrying about what you can't control. Realize that any problem that can be solved by devoting time to it is something that you just need to schedule and follow through with. Also realize that any problem that can be solved with money is an expense. Write the check and move on. If you're experiencing overwhelm, get whatever is in your head down on paper and creating that list and then prioritize it. And then every morning before you go to sleep and every night when you wake up, make sure you clear your head, and you do that by finding a few things to be grateful for. If you do those 5 things and you can do them on a daily basis, you will dramatically reduce the stress you experience. It's that simple.